OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
What's going on? My name is Stephen Knight, and you're listening to the Stephen Knight Show.
I know we broke your heart, dear, it's rolling down your face. You know I'm coming over to make sure you're okay. You don't have to wait, I'm a crazy baby. I'm a Superman, you can go and play. You're on my way, you're on my way.
Good evening and welcome to the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. This is our last live show of the year, so we're so glad you could join us tonight. As always, we'll be discussing the latest in entertainment news, sports, fashion, and movie reviews. Tonight, we are surprising a grandmother who literally rescued her grandchildren out of foster care. She thinks she's coming on just to share her story, but doesn't know we've been working really hard with some of our generous partners to help this family have a Christmas they'll never forget. Plus, I will be debuting my new Christmas single, Mary, Did You Know? I'll talk more about that later on, but we want you to call with your questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. You can also join us in chat. There's a link on our Facebook page. Now, I want to remind you that we're all over social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and, of course, our official website, thestephenknightshow.webs.com. And we're also on Instagram now, The Stephen Knight Show. So definitely connect with us. Share us your thoughts. We get people emailing us all the time, wanting to be on the show, wanting to have different ideas for us, and we're listening to you. So we definitely appreciate it. Now, Chike, what's going on with you?
What's up, brother? How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Miss Parker, you there? How are you doing? I know she's on, but Chike, so anyway, how was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty good. I actually attended a Muslim wedding over the weekend.
I saw that.
It was my first. It was very, very beautiful. Very beautiful and fun.
Okay.
Yeah, it was different. It was very nice to experience another culture's wedding.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine. Ms. Parker, we got you there. How you doing?
Hey, I was just talking away. I guess we had a little technical.
We did.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. And Chike was saying he went to a Muslim wedding. He was talking about the experience.
Yeah, I was looking forward to hearing about it because I saw some of his postings online.
Right, yeah. What were you saying, Chike, about it?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
What were you saying about the wedding?
I was just saying that it was very beautiful and just the whole ritual effect of everything. I don't know. I don't want to say that it was more, I got more out of it than a regular wedding. I kind of did. It was more religion into the ceremony than I've ever seen. Even at a wedding that I've gone to in the church, it just seemed like it was more religion put into it, more ritual, tradition.
Ritual, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was beautiful. Okay. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to the lucky couple.
Yes, absolutely.
Ms. Parker, how was your weekend?
Weekend was great. A lot happened and went by as quickly as it came, but it was great as always.
Yeah. You know, it's holiday season, Christmas parties, everything going on. Do you have anything coming up? I know you're going home, flying back to Vegas. Do you have anything going up before you leave?
I'm just trying to wrap things up. My last day for work this year is on Thursday, so I'm busy trying to wrap things up and pack, and I'm flying to L.A. first, and then I'm driving to San Bernardino to see my dad. Then I'm flying from there to Vegas, so it's going to be a busy 10 days while I'm away, but it's going to be great because I really miss my family, so I'm looking forward to seeing everyone.
I know. And, you know, it was crazy because I was looking at the calendar today, and I realized next week is Christmas. I'm like, where did the time go?
This year flew by, definitely.
It did. What are you looking forward to? You know, between now and the end of the year, other than seeing your family.
Well, that's the biggest thing I'm looking forward to seeing.
Yeah.
I only get to see them twice a year, and I'm just really anxious and just can't wait to leave. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, Adam will be joining us a little later, Chike, but tell us about what movies you saw.
I actually saw two. I went to see Ridley Scott's Exodus, and I went to see Chris Rock's Top Five. I'll let you pick. Which one do you want me to start with?
Do Chris Rock. I heard so many good things about it.
This is definitively Chris Rock's best movie ever.
They say
He reached where he needed to be right at this moment. This movie is raw. It's gritty. It's honest and it's funny. And I'm going to stress honest because I do believe that Chris Rock is probably telling his truth in this movie. Of course, we'll never really know, but I believe that this is his story.
Mm.
And it's basically about unraveling and hitting your rock bottom and building yourself back up and realizing your own potential. That's basically what the movie is about. Nice to know that Jay-Z and Kanye are producers of this movie. I didn't know that. I really appreciate them sticking together and getting this project out of here because it's a story that needed to be told. So I don't want to tell too much, but you get an insight into Chris Rock's life a little bit.
Okay. So you think this had a lot to do with his own experience?
Oh, yes. Yes. And I'm sure he threw a little other things in there for the ingredients to make it more salacious, but definitely his story. Give it three thumbs up. I only have two hands, but I'm giving it three thumbs up.
And now, the movie's
on to Exodus, Ridley Scott's Exodus. I honestly was going to boycott this movie on the strength that, you know, this movie is Exodus, is a biblical story, and it takes place in Egypt. And we all know Egypt is a part of Africa, and there was a black person in this movie and starring Will Smith. So I had issues with that. And I was going to boycott the movie. And I thought about it. And I said, I'm going to give it a chance. I'm going to try to have an open mind. I'm going to go watch it anyway. And it turned out to be a really good movie with big CGI budget special effects and everything. It was excellent. I even teared up a little bit for some of the dialogue. It was pretty intense. Christian Bale, you know, he's a decent actor, pretty good actor. He plays, what does he play? He plays Moses. And he does a very good job. What I really liked and enjoyed about the movie is how God comes to be in the movie, how they show God. I'm not going to give it away, but God is present in the movie, and I like how he's depicted in the movie. It's very brilliant.
Okay.
Ridley Scott did dedicate this movie to his brother. So I don't know what vision he had, but it didn't include any African-American people, but nevertheless, it made a pretty decent movie. It's a little bit long, but it's a decent movie.
Good movie.
I want to ask you about that. There's been some controversy about that. What are your thoughts on it?
I mean, anyone is entitled to make the art that they see fit. As we know well now, and I'm going to jump off that for a second, as we know now that from the Sony scandal, that there's things that go on behind the scenes that kind of help shape what we see in these movies. You know, a lot of battling and a lot of back-talking about how a movie's going to be represented, who's going to star in it, who's not going to star in it, what kind of image it should have. All this stuff gets talked about in these emails with these executives, so there's a fight even before we even get to see the movie.
Right.
Who knows what fight went behind this movie? I don't know. No one will ever know, or will they?
Because someone hacked into Sony's email system, and a lot of interaction between the executives and CEOs was really put out there, and some very interesting stuff, wouldn't you say, Chica?
Oh, yeah, very interesting. very interesting. To go back to what you were saying, Ms. Parker, when it comes to certain movies, they have to be sold. They have to be sold to the public in order for them to make money off of it. And sometimes who they put in the roles of these characters dictates if they're going to get a budget or not. Somebody might have a vision of putting, you know, certain people that they want in the movie, and they could take it to the head office, and they're, oh, heck no, we're not doing that. We need this one in this movie because they pull a box office draw. That's how it works.
Right. Yeah. Who's going to sell? And Adam, I know you're on. Did you get to see any good movies over the weekend?
Yeah, and I caught the tail end of Chike talking about Top 5. And I liked it a lot too. I don't know if it gave you the basic overview. The trailers don't really tell you much, but I mean, the gist of it is there's this reporter that's kind of with Chris Rock's character, following him around when he's coming out with this new movie. And so it follows kind of his life. And if I repeat myself, sorry, but I think it does a real good job. Chike's right. It does give you an intake. It felt like a very personal story. I mean, Chris Rock did write and direct it. The directing style was interesting. You know, you get a story and there's some flashbacks interlaced throughout the movie. But I liked it. It felt honest and it felt real and it felt like not your typical Hollywood movie, because there's certain things that, you know, you've seen a lot of Hollywood movies kind of jazz up or maybe give it a little Hollywood moment, and he kind of gives a more authentic feel to it.
It's funny that you say that, Adam, because that's the word that I use, honest, because that's what you walk away with, that it was an honest story.
Yeah, yeah, and you really feel like it is kind of a self-aware movie for him, too, in that sense that is this what he's going through? Is this how he feels about his life? Obviously not with,
right,
like, the wedding or things like that, but did he reach the point in his life where he wants to be serious now, just like the main character in the movie wants to be? So... and the ending, I thought they did a really good job with. It leaves you, you know, it resolves itself, but it kind of leaves you to your own devices to decide things without getting into too many details. But, yeah, really good story. It was really funny. Yeah, so I think he had a hit with it. I mean, I don't
and
know
I forgot,
a hit.
I forgot it's to mention awesome. A lot of guest appearances as well. There's a lot of cameos.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I won't spoil too much, but I mean, I'll tell you, you'll see DMX in this movie. And who's expecting to see DMX ever? But yeah. And, you know, there's just so many funny scenes with so many funny characters. I will say, this is an R-rated movie. I took my mom to see the movie. Some scenes were a little too much for her. So don't take your parents to this movie. Cedric the Entertainer's scenes were a little too much for them, but. Yeah, it's good. I think you'll enjoy it. Definitely worth checking out. And yeah, I think he did a good job with this one.
Okay. Did you see anything else, or was that pretty much it?
No, I didn't do the Exodus movie. I know it got mixed reviews, and I think it only did $24 million at the box office, which Noah earlier this year, the Russell Crowe movie, was like $44 million, so it didn't hit its mark, but I mean, it's still early, so we'll see. Although Hobbit comes out like in the middle of the week, so I think that'll be taking over the box office for the next weekend.
Yeah, definitely.
Alright, so I know this is our last show of the year. Any last thoughts, any plans for the holiday?
Nothing much. I will want to go, since this is our last one, I do want to kind of speak briefly about those Tony hacks and that interview movie. So,
yeah,
you know, the interview movie is the movie with James Franco and Seth Rogen, and it's about these two kind of, I guess, TV personalities going to interview North Korea leader. And for months, North Korea's been trying to get Sony to take it down, trying to get the U.S. to stop Sony from releasing it. And these hacks have come from North Korea. So you can kind of see how big of a retaliation this government is taking against this movie.
To
do whatever they can to shut it down. And it's very interesting that one government, especially such an isolated government, is going through all this trouble just to stop a movie in the United States.
Exactly.
And we'll see what they do, because, I mean, if they've already hacked Sony's accounts, you know, what can they do else to kind of damage any other reputation? So it's a little crazy. But the movie looks good. The trailers look good.
Yeah, it looks hilarious.
Yeah. So it's not going to stop me from seeing it, but it's starting to, you know, we're in that age where the computer, cyber hackers from any government can do whatever they want, and it's kind of getting to that point where nothing's safe, I guess.
Nothing is safe. Chike, anything for you? Closing remarks, end of the year?
Closing remarks is, you know, thank you again for another wonderful year. Looking forward to a brand new season of the Stephen Knight Show. It's been a blast. And, that's what I have to say.
All right. Well, Chike, I know you're going to stay on for Hot Topics. Adam, thank you so much. Y'all have a great holiday. I'm sure I'll be talking to you all soon. And have a great week, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot. You too, guys.
Peace, Adam.
All right. All right. So listen, before we go to sports, I'm going to debut my brand new Christmas single. Let me tell you a little bit of story about the song, Mary Did You Know. Last year, my mother, before I went home for Christmas, she asked me to learn the words of the song and to sing it for her, which I did. And so I decided to surprise her by recording the song. So I got with one of my producers, Redress, who is amazing. I told him what I wanted to do. He sent me the track. We went in, and we recorded the song. So I'm going to debut it for you. It'll be available online later on tonight. But this is me singing Mary Did You Know.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would someday walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby
singing Mary, Did You Know? It'll be available online after the show. If you want to go back and listen to it.
But anyway, have your mom heard it?
Well, I sent it to her last night, but I don't know if she got it because it's kind of late. But she was excited when I told her I did. She was very excited when I told her I did.
Awesome.
But,
awesome.
Yeah, I thought it'd be a good surprise for us.
That's a nice Christmas present, Stephen.
Thank you. It was funny because I actually recorded like 2 weeks ago, and when it was sent back to me, the first mix, I was like, I did not like this. So last Thursday, I went back to make some changes, and we just decided to redo the whole song. And I was very pleased with that. But I let a few people hear the original version. They said, what are you talking about? What's wrong with that? I really like this. It's beautiful. But I like it this way. I liked it this way. But anyway, enough about that. A-Ron, what's going on with you, man?
What up?
What's going on?
Beautiful song.
Happy holidays.
Beautiful song. Thank you. Happy holidays. to
thank
you also. Miss Parker,
thank
happy
you.
Holidays to you too.
Happy holiday.
Our last live show, Aaron. What you got for us?
So I'm so sorry for not being there last week. I apologize.
Yeah.
But we did. This semester's been crazy. I actually took the LSAT a week ago on the 6th. Well, like a week and a half ago on the 6th of this month. So I'll actually get the score back next month. So, you know, fingers crossed that I did well. Yeah, and
I'm
now
sure you did.
Hope so. And then also, I'm actually working on a take-home final as we speak right now. So it's been crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, as far as with sports, I read where an Auburn was shot and killed Sunday morning. Freshman.
Yeah, I heard that.
Ja'Kel Mitchell, 18 years old, shot outside of an apartment complex near the campus. So I just thought that was 18, just a kid shot and killed.
Wow.
Go out to his family. But all right, let me kind of switch up a little bit. Kobe passed up Michael Jordan for first all-time in scoring in the history of the National Basketball Association. Congratulations,
wow.
Kobe. Well
wow.
deserved. Yes. He passed Michael Jordan. That is major.
Can you believe
passed
it?
Michael Jordan.
Can you believe it?
Yeah, he passed Michael Jordan because he never passes the ball.
Miss Parker is not.
Miss Parker,
so,
hey, she's on it. Hey,
she won't give anything.
She won't. I don't know. But I will say this though: if people really want to kind of weigh everything out, Kobe has played 19 seasons. Jordan only played 15. So Jordan scored more points in a smaller amount of time. Maybe that'll help. You know, people feel
like
better if you're a Jordan fan. Also, Kobe came out of high school. Jordan came out of college. So Kobe's been playing in the league a lot longer. So in essence, I'm sure that if Jordan would have came out of high school with that same talent level,
it would have been different.
Would have even more points that he already has. So anyway, Kobe passed him, third all time. Congratulations. And the Falcons, man. What's up with the Falcons? Oh, they are. Oh, my gosh. I mean, the NFC South sucks anyway, but who? It's like no one wants to actually win this division. Everybody's losing.
Right.
It's like, yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. So, the Saints are playing good tonight, so the Saints, you know, the Saints win. They're right up in there. Carolina Panthers, excuse me, are currently in the league now, in the division. So it's, anyway, it's a mess. Dallas Cowboys. I am not a Dallas fan, but the Cowboys are looking good this season.
Keep all loving it. Yeah.
Yeah. I have to get credit. They're awesome. I mean, their offense is just scary. Like how easy they score a touchdown. It's crazy. Crazy. So, big ups to the Cowboys. That's pretty much it with sports, man. Just wanted to also mention Adrian Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about that?
What's the latest?
The latest is that he suspended still without pay for the rest of the season, but that there's this audio tape out that a NFL executive actually mentioned to Adrian before the ruling came out that he was going to be saved and that he, you know, guarantees that Adrian will be able to play this season, yada, yada, yada. So they're trying to say now that since someone at the NFL level has said that Adrian could play, that he should be able to play. So it's just a lot. It's just a never ending saga of the NFL and its players. So I'll keep up with that.
Keep us posted on everything,
and I'll talk about it next year. Yeah, definitely. And that's pretty much it, y'all. Just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Feliz Navidad, all that, you know.
All of it.
Happy New Year. So, Ms. Parker, Mr. Knight, TK, Adam, and my baby girl, Tanara, Merry Christmas. And I'll talk to y'all next year. All right. Y'all have a good one.
Okay. All right. So, Ms. Parker, she's not on tonight, but go to her updates, budgetshopaholic.com, find all the specials, you know. This is Christmas. If you're like me, you're trying to find sales at the last minute. Christmas is next week. I only have two gifts, so, you know, go to budgetshopaholic.com for that. Ms. Parker, Chica, ready to hit these top topics?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
So, T.T. Branch, she was the natural hair care line owner of Miss Jessie's. She was found dead at 45, apparent suicide. They were the first major natural hair care line to be in Target. So she was really, you know, doing some great things. And then she was found, you know, dead. And a lot of people are saying that she may have been depressed. It just showed.
Yeah, because I know that line wasn't doing well recently. They had to sell it to another company. And I do know that, you know, around this time of year, you know, definitely check on your family and friends. Like, you know, it's a very depressing time of year for a lot of people who are going through difficulties. So if you feel like somebody might need you, please reach out to them because, you know, suicide is not an escape. You know, it's kind of just hopelessness. People just don't have any hope of moving forward.
Yeah. And, you know, yesterday I was at a Christmas event and we were talking about suicide. One of the girls there, one of her friends, dear friends, had committed suicide years back and planned it. She was pregnant. She was in an abusive relationship. She'd been in a bunch of bad relationships, but she was in a really abusive one this time. She was married, pregnant, and she didn't want to give birth to a child to have to deal with that father. And so she wrote out a letter to everybody, and she killed herself. And it's I mean, it's and she died. Of course, the baby died. Do you think that's part of the whole mental illness kind of thing that you would actually take over, or do you think it is?
I mean, I think depression could be a temporary type of thing, but I think that is real now. But I think in our community, we're not really shown how to deal with it. We're not taught at a younger age to kind of talk to people about things and seek out help. Like when if you were to tell somebody, why don't you go see a therapist, which I tell people all the time, go see a therapist, talk to people. The first reaction that I get is, we don't do that. And it's like, why not? If it's going to help you. I think sometimes you do need a neutral person to hear you out and somebody you need to vent to that's not going to judge your situation and just give you kind of sound advice that are not involved in the situation. I think we need to be present and be able to tell our friends and family moving forward with our own children that, you know, if you feel like you need help, get help.
Absolutely.
And remove the stigma away from mental illness so that people can get help and people can start killing themselves. Not to say that only the African Americans kill themselves, but I think in our community it's getting worse just because of that historical fact that we're not historically known for seeking help for mental illness.
This is true.
Well, our thoughts and prayers are definitely with her family and her friends, people that knew her. I know it's definitely a difficult time for them. Next story, thousands protested in D.C. against police brutality. Did you see any of the coverage on the news? Anybody see any of the coverage?
Chike, do you want to take that one?
Chike?
I'll go ahead and take it.
Okay, go ahead.
I've been kind of distanced myself from this a little bit, so I saw some of it. I've seen pictures on social media, and I watched a little bit of the news today. So, yeah, I did see that. I think that, you know, any peaceful protest for change, I support, and I think that the fact that the protest is seemed to be more organized and more peaceful, and the message, I think, is becoming more clear because the peaceful protest it's not being distracted by all the violence and all the other stuff that's going on. They're able to really report on what the true issue, the real issue is, and what they are, what the protesters and many of Americans, some of us who are not protesting, seems to be an unjust system, and that it needs to, there needs to be an overhaul of the system.
Right.
You know, and not to specifically focus on one incident. I think that's kind of what happened a little bit, trying to distance myself away from it was because I felt like we were focusing on one incident. It was, and it's bigger than that. It's a larger conversation and a deeper conversation. So I'm happy that it's taking that route.
Well, there was some controversy. You know, Al Sharpton, his organization, put the protest together. Well, apparently some of the protesters did not like the fact that there was a VIP section where they were selling merchandise. Selling merchandise and playing soft jazz in the VIP area, and like some of the protesters would be sitting like on a certain area. They're like, "No, you didn't pay for that. You can't sit there." And they were like, "What kind of protest is this?" So, what are your thoughts on that?
Can you tag me in, please? Please tag me in. Okay, this is my thing. What good is a protest if you're not going to have any action behind it? You can stand out there and yell. You can hold a sign. You can take selfies out there to say that you were with the protest to make you look more relevant than you really are. But what are you going to do for the change? Because protesting alone is not going to bring about change. There has to be an action. And until we figure out as a people what the action is, we're just going to be standing outside in the cold yelling, no, no, we won't go. That's it.
Yeah. Nothing gets done without the action, like you said. Nothing gets done without the action. All right, well, let's move on to one last story. Bill Cosby again, supermodel Beverly Johnson. She says that Bill Cosby drugged her back in the 80s. She did a Vanity Fair piece where she says her agent told her that she was going to be auditioning for a role on The Cosby Show. She met with Bill Cosby and his team. Everything went great. Next time she brought her daughter with her to his home. They had a brunch and everything, you know, with his staff, and everything went great. He said, well, listen, when you come back, so we really get a chance to go over the lines, let's, you know, come back and we'll go over the lines together. So she did, and by herself. And she said that, you know, everything was going great. And then he had a huge cappuccino machine at his bar, and he asked her, did she want some cappuccino? She said she didn't want any because it would make her be up all night. But, you know, he kept insisting. She was like, well, you know, this is Bill Cosby. I want to work for him. So she said first sip, she knew something was wrong. She felt her head spinning, and then she took another sip, and, you know, she really was just out of it. And then she started cussing him out. He grabbed her, yanked her down the stairs, and put her in a cab and sent her home. And so she told that story, and she was on the talk telling it again. So a lot of people now, because she's come out with this story, they're starting to believe more of the other stories. What are your thoughts?
I can take this one a little bit. I've been consciously choosing to stay neutral in this situation because I'm not the type of person who I no longer rush the judgment on things, try to give it some time, think about it, hear all the stories.
Yeah.
I believe these women. And so let me just say this. I've been reading a lot of stuff online about, and a lot of men are accusing these women of being liars because it took them so long.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand that most men cannot identify with sexual abuse. Let me just tell you this.
Yeah.
One out of every four women have been sexually abused. So if you have a mother and three sisters, it is a big chance that two of your family members have been sexually assaulted. Just to give you kind of personal impact on, before you go on judging these women, that's just to give you a personal impact, because I think we need to say that to men so that they understand how big this issue is. It's not really about Bill Cosby. It's about the fact that women are being sexually abused and are being told that they did something wrong that brought it upon themselves. No matter what a woman does, once she says no or she did not give consent, it is sexually assault. She's being sexually assaulted, period. Secondly, let me say this. I believe Beverly because she never accused him of raping her. So she didn't come up and say, oh, he raped me too. She gave her account of what happened, what could have happened, and that he drugged her. I don't think any of these women, I think it takes a lot for a woman to come out and say someone raped me. Like, that's not an easy thing. No one talks about it. No woman wants to say I was sexually assaulted. That's not something cute or, you know, financial gain. It kind of reminds me of when these kids, these boys were accusing Eddie Long of sexual assault, and they were being called liars. And not for one second did anybody step back and say, what if they are telling the truth? Then what does that say about us, about society, believing or forcing these men to be quiet? It's almost like, don't come out and say anything. Just take your assault and disappear. It doesn't happen that way. Until we start talking about things and putting things out there, nothing is going to change. So it's not really about Bill Cosby, because I think these women, most of them he can't be charged. It's been so long. I think it's more women finally are brave enough to come and say, you know what, this happened to me, no matter how long it took them. And some of those women, they're probably women who would never say anything because they're embarrassed. I'm sorry, and the stigma that comes with it. So I think that we need to start having the conversation in a different light and start focusing on, especially our community, focusing on, you know, we're going to destroy his legend. Who cares at this point? It's no longer about Bill Cosby. The conversation has become a lot larger, and we need to focus on what the true conversation should be moving forward.
Right, and that's well said. And Beverly Johnson said that today. She was on The View, not to talk, but she said the same thing, that this is not about Bill Cosby. It's about, you know, this is something that happens all the time. And she said that when she was younger, she didn't want to say anything about it because she knew what it could do, how it could ruin her career. And then she was scared what people think about her. But now that she's older, she said she doesn't care what anyone thinks. This has to be told. But I definitely appreciate that, Ms. Parker. We're going to go to commercial break, come back with an amazing story that I think will touch everyone. I'll be right back after this.
EOTM Radio, we heard from coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move, getting out of the house. EOTM Radio, we heard from coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move, giving you the most.
The best independent artists are looking for more. So tune in and tell a friend about the hottest station on internet land.
Sit back and listen to EOTM on a mission. Classic City Records, ain't no competition. Pay attention to the grind, we're in it's the vision. Entrepreneurs on the move, successfully giving
EOTM Radio, we're heard from coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move, giving you the most. EOTM Radio, we heard from coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move, giving you the most.
EOTM, that's the people
okay.
Station. Hottest station in the nation, no underestimating.
Stop
procrastinating and gon' hit them up. Giving you bang for your buck, get your numbers up.
Come on.
Stop sitting around whining, crying about making it, but ain't trying.
Cutting
city records, we tiring. Go on to EOTM and start climbing.
Okay. EOTM Radio, giving you the most. EOTM Radio, giving you the most. Giving you the most. EOTM
EOTM. Caller B.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. Before we get to our next segment, I want to remind you to answer our question of the day. Mm-hmm. It would be, could you be friends with someone that your significant other strongly dislikes? Go to tweet us at the Stephen Knight Show, Stephen Knight Show, SHO, or go on Facebook and answer our question. All right, so the holiday season is supposed to be a time of joy and laughter, but some people take it for granted that many families struggle this time of year. I'm always amazed any time I hear about someone who may not be in the best situation but continues to inspire others. Ms. Lucas is a grandmother who has received official custody of her two grandchildren, 1, 5, 1, 4 years old. Their mother was a substance abuse user, and their father was in and out of trouble. As a result, both children ended up in foster care systems. Ms. Lucas, not knowing their location, began searching for her grandchildren and eventually was able to locate them, petitioned the court for custody, and was subsequently granted permanent custody of both children. Unfortunately, once the children were taken out of foster care system, any and all benefits allowed to them in the system were terminated upon transfer of custody to Ms. Lucas. She found herself at a retirement age, raising two small children on her fixed income, no additional assistance from the government agency. Despite the odds, though, she has managed to pour out her all to raising these beautiful children in a safe and stable environment in her home here in Georgia. She joins us tonight to tell us a story along with Deborah Young, Angel Tree Network. Welcome to the show, Ms. Lucas. Ms. Lucas, are you there? Deborah, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Okay. Who do we have?
Thelma Lucas.
Okay. And, Deb, thank you so much for joining us tonight. You know, we heard your story, and it just shows the strength of a grandmother, what they'll do for their grandbabies. Can you tell us a little bit? I know I gave a synopsis. Can you tell us a little bit about kind of what you have been going through lately or having to deal with?
Well, ground upbringing, I believe, plays a major part of it. And you definitely need Jesus Christ the head of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you whine about a job, it's a chore.
Right,
I was brought up believing foster care is a phrase, not an option. Families take care of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
mm-hmm.
how I stepped to the plate. It is a challenge on a daily basis. And my platter is always full. However, God is the head of my life, and God is in control. And I have been diagnosed with a very serious condition, very, very poor circulation in both legs. And when I was diagnosed before I got them, however, it's all been contained and improved after the vascular surgeon had told me, a top-rated Atlanta vascular surgeon, that I was facing double amputee. But you see, God knows what kind of assignment he was priming me for.
Mm-hmm.
After I've gotten the children, how could I care for two little ones, 3.5 months old and 14 months old when I got them? They're now 4 and 5, soon to be 5 and 6. And they have, God had brought them from a 25% development stage when I received them until full development stage in the year 2013 in the fall. And each day when I awaken, I know there isn't any changes in my bedroom, but I look around and I give God thanks for granting me yet one more day. And what do you have on me to do for this day?
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I'm on a very, very fixed income because I was invested with Smith Barney, and, you know, they're no longer in existence. However, we have not missed a meal.
Mm.
We have food, clothing, and shelter. And my God promised that our needs would be met, not those things we want for. And something always comes through. A miracle happened.
Wow.
For instance, this Christmas season here, I had some extra financial issues with septic system. You know, homeowners upkeep, that type of thing.
Right, yeah.
I got a call about an angel tree program that I had contributed to an angel tree program decades and decades back, but never used one. And I got a call out of the clear blue from our understanding, you know, our little pea brain, about
this angel tree
program. And it's just been marvelous, fantastic. My babies are going to have a wonderful Christmas.
Yes, they are. Yes, yes. And Deb, I know Deb Young, you're on the line as well, and you work through the Angel Tree Network with Ms. Lucas. Why do you think that, what was it that attracted you to, you know, her story and her situation that made you want to work with this family?
Well, let me say first, the Angel Tree program is sponsored on behalf of Mercy Ministry, which is Hopewell Baptist Church, out located in Norcross. And every year we do a registration, but we actually started off doing like 30 families or more. But because a lot of budget cuts and stuff, we can only sponsor like 10 families.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So, like, we have to go according to need. So we have to do a registration process where we determine there's a need. And it almost like instantaneously when we interviewed her at the registration, it's like we had to put our pencils down because we were marveled by her story. We were touched to the fact that she practically had all of us in tears.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was something that, and Stephen, I do definitely thank you, when Brandy, another one of my coworkers, mentioned to us that you wanted someone, and I felt that her story needed to be told because here in our program, we have three grandmothers. One that's raising a 9-month-old, children who's been incarcerated, and another one substance abuse, and another grandmother whose daughter has been incarcerated, and that she's raising 2 teenagers. Mm-hmm. And it's something that, you know, that to hear, because the city, I don't know if the system or something needs to do more, because these stories are becoming more prevalent every single day.
Right,
you know, and you
right.
can hear, she is just amazing. Her
you
confidence level, her faith, you know,
yeah.
and I just thought that she would be the perfect one.
8 years old. 73 years old. And you know what I felt like what we needed, Ms. Lucas, is to have, because a lot of people are going through different things during the holiday. We talked in our last segment about the young lady who actually, you know, commit suicide because of the stress that she's going under during this time of year. But to have someone who has strong faith, who is making it, you know, and to be an example that you can make it. You can make it no matter what's given your way. And so how are your grandchildren doing? How are they doing through the transition and, you know, being there with grandma and everything that's kind of changed in their lives?
Well, I've had some struggles, and I would say more challenges with the little guy than the little girl.
Okay.
They have, you know, sisters and brothers, siblings, but different personalities. And Dr. Joyce Lovett, pediatrician, shared with me that in the past few years, she is getting more and more grandparents taking care of grandchildren. It seems to be the norm days. And right now, and for a while, I've been being prayerful for a positive male role model for the little guy.
Right.
He has had some issues. Even though he was 2 months old when he had foster care, he really had some fallout behind it. Delayed speaking. He was almost 2 when he started speaking, but I prayed on him daily, and we talked him now. It does not shut up. And, you know, he really doesn't. But he had a very, very positive report card from school. He goes to the North Metro Performing Arts in Norcross. And I'm very impressed with the school. and the education and everything, and he's, I was well pleased with his progress report at school.
Okay.
Because these two babies were crack babies.
Mm.
And while there's no permanent fallout from behind that. Prayer.
Right. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
they both had issues when I got them, even the 3.5 months old, she would just scream for half an hour, 45 minutes, big beads of sweat, but she was into withdrawal symptoms.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But God, I have to say all day long, mercy, grace, oh, it takes me so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For young sisters, I have met many young mothers, and, you know, they look at me like, you know, the little girl calls me mommy most of the time, and they know, mm-hmm. no, this can't be a mother. However, I say to them, I don't, you know, well, this was a mistake. I had him, I was 15, 16. I said, wait a minute, hold up. I do not believe God makes a mistake. God works mm-hmm. in perfection. You may make a mistake.
What?
And I said, this little one here, but mine, and I call them mine because I'm doing the 24/7 thing with them. I have claimed the line being the line of Judah for the Lucases, the Murphys, and the Pollens family. Not
mm-hmm.
all, but many of our males especially showed so much promise and then fell side to wayside.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm claiming this one to be the line of Judah. And I said, but if you speak negative to this child, he's going to receive negative and be
absolutely
negative.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, what advice, because, you know, we talked earlier about it seems that a lot of grandparents are having to raise their grandchildren, you know, that's just becoming an epidemic in a sense. What advice would you give another woman who would face something similar to what you're experiencing? What advice would you give them to motivate them to keep moving and to keep going?
Well, prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had many, even pastors, tell me, oh, you're too old to get children. Have children, raise children. I said, well, I have to fail trying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know. And
I'm sorry.
That was my attitude. I would have to fail trying, and so far, it's been a challenge many a days, but it's amazing the laughter and joy they bring into my home also.
Mm, yeah, yeah. How would you describe his child? I think the daughter, she's Kamara. Is that her name, Kamara?
Yes.
And how would you describe her?
Sassy, bossy. She's totally female, in control.
And she's four. Is she four?
Yes. She's four, soon to be five.
Is it Kamel? Is that Kamel? Is that how you pronounce his name?
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh.
And he's five. How would you describe him today?
He's quite laid back. He, to me, is a young lad with an old soul. He doesn't say too much, you know, in out of his comfort zone, but he's thinking. And he
mm-hmm.
will share with me later, or he would whisper something to me that he picked up on.
Wow, wow. They're always growing, always learning. It's amazing,
yes.
isn't it?
Yes.
Well, you know,
definitely.
I was told that I would fall in love with you when I talked to you. And I think that, you know, Deb, I asked her, I said, I need someone to come on and help encourage families, you know, not just grandparents, but families, you know, to stay positive and keep their faith during this time of year. And, you know, this is you're the perfect example of that. And I'm very grateful to have you on. So I want to really thank you for taking the time and telling your story tonight. And thank you for all you're doing for this
thing
show.
I would like to say, excuse me mm-hmm. to interrupt, but before it sounds like you're winding down, I always tell young people, if you're not in a church home that teaches true doctrine, find
mm-hmm.
you one. That's your family.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You are royalty.
Right.
And they're
yeah.
looking at, it's amazing how many have never heard that.
Mm-hmm. They're royalty.
You know?
Exactly.
Yes. And
yeah.
so, just go with the positive flow. And Miss Deborah knows, In my younger day, I was out there with them not knowing I was going to be reaping from some of those seeds I sowed.
Yeah.
You know, it's missions ministry.
You know, it's interesting that, you know, you hear you supported the industry network decades ago and now you're a recipient. But you know what? I told Deb that I needed someone to come on and to help inspire. But I also have you here for another reason, Ms. Lucas. We wanted to help out a family this year and bless them. And we chose your family. And we have some incredible people who have donated and have given, and we have raised over $1,100 in
for you and your family,
and the historic restaurant here in Atlanta, Paschal's Restaurant. They want your family to come there and have an all-star meal, everything on them. And I know that your grandkids really wanted to go to the aquarium and to the zoo. That's their wish list. They're going to the aquarium. They're going to the zoo, and they're going to three other places here in Atlanta, Georgia. And I would love to invite you and your family. Wednesday, we're having a potluck.
Jesus.
We're having a potluck, and we have a bunch of gifts and a bunch of stuff for you and your family. We want you to come eat lunch with us on Wednesday. So.
Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, we will. And I must say, last summer, we got to go to the aquarium. The others never worked out yet. And
well,
I always say,
not yet.
We were blessed to be able to go to the aquarium. And you know, there was that Burger King, McDonald's down the block from there. That's where we ate first because we couldn't afford their food.
Congratulations.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
So Deborah, did you know this?
I did, and I can't even comment because I'm an emotional wreck right now.
I thought, don't say nothing.
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we want to make sure that you all have a Christmas that you'll never forget. A lot of people are going through. Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God knows the heart.
He does.
He deserves it.
And his word that he supplies our needs, not those things we want. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. I'm going to start preaching it.
Congratulations. You deserve it.
And the funny thing is, Stephen, is she told us, the first thing she told us is that she tried last year and she had just missed registration.
Wow.
And she was like, not this year. She was going to make sure she was on time.
And she did. So, Ms. Lucas, we're going to see you on Wednesday, and we're going to give you all these great, wonderful things. We're going to eat lunch together. Bring the kids or gifts for them. It's going to be wonderful. I can't wait to meet you. It's wonderful already.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Congratulations once again. Thank you, Stephen.
Deb, thank you so much. Ms. Lucas, thank you so much, and we'll see you on Wednesday, okay?
Oh, it's a pleasure. All the pleasure was mine.
All right. Have a good night.
All right. Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Good night. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. And our special thanks goes out to some amazing people. I make sure, Ms. Parker, help me if I miss anybody. Barbie Taylor, Janae Baker, Kevin Cohen, Farrah Elliott, Gene Garvey. They're all from Talents where I work. Paschal's Restaurant. Thank you. William Bennett. He's the general manager there. Christina George. Mike, is it Nuno? Ms. Parker?
Yeah, Michael Nuno.
Yes, Judy Cuevas.
Yes.
Katrina Haynes. Everyone, Ms. Parker, everyone who contributed, we want to thank you. Oh, Andrea Rasky, thank you so much. Everyone, thank you so much for helping us just be a blessing to someone else this holiday season. That's what it's all about. Bless the Lucas family, and we wish them a great holiday. And I can't wait to meet them on Wednesday. But we'll be right back after this with Stephen Playlist.
You're listening to The Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio.
You're listening now. You're listening to
The Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio.
The Steve and Knight Show, Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on EOTMRadio.com.
Welcome back to The Steve and Knight Show. Ms. Parker, that made me make you just feel good.
No, that was just wonderful. It really was.
Yeah, it makes you feel really good, and she seemed like someone so deserving of that. You always love when you're able to do things like that for someone who's deserving of it. You know what I mean?
No, I'm glad that we were able to help, and thanks again to everyone who stepped in and made their generous donation. We really appreciate your help.
Yeah, absolutely. Ms. Parker, before we go into the playlist, any last words for our last live show here?
No, I want to wish everyone a wonderful holiday season with their family and friends. I wish you all the most amazing Christmas and to whatever you celebrate, and then also wishing you nothing but the best in the new year. So let's make 2015 the best.
Let's make it awesome year. Thank you, Ms. Parker. All right, well, we're going to play the first song of our playlist. Again, it's going to be, if you missed it before, it's my new Christmas single, Mary, Did You Know? It'll be available online later tonight. But this is Mary, Did You Know? By me. Check it out. Enjoy the playlist.
Holding is the great I am. condescend, none without end. Their joyful tone to every home. Ding dong ding dong, ding dong ding dong, ding dong ding dong, ding dong ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. Hark how the bells, sweet silver bells, all sing the same throw candles. Christmas is here, bringing the cheer to young and old and meek and the bold. Ding dong, ding dong, that is the song with joyful ring, all caroling. One seems to hear the words of the cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Gaily they ring while people sing songs of the cheer. Christmas is here, on it sends, on without end. Their joyful tone to every home, to every home, to every home, to every home. To every home, to every home, to every home.
Merry Christmas.
Well, that was our playlist. I hope you enjoyed. I want to thank you all for joining us tonight, and thank you for another wonderful season here on the OTM Radio with the Stephen Knight Show. Special shout-out to the Lucas family, wishing them nothing but the best this holiday season and going forward. Also, I have to thank again Pashel's Restaurant, Barbie Taylor, Janae Baker, Kevin Cohen, Sarah Elliott, Gene Garvey, Christina George, Mike Nuno, Judy Clavis, Katrina Haynes, and Andrea Rasky, Ms. Parker, and the whole team for putting this together for the Lucas family. I thank you all. Hope you have an awesome holiday season. You know, if you can, do something for somebody else. It'll make you feel, you know, bless them or bless you. But I hope you enjoy your families. If you're traveling, please be safe. We will be back January 12th, 2015, with a whole new season, whole new guests, wonderful shows. So definitely spread the word. Continue to submit your questions and your ideas to our email address, StephenKnightShow@gmail.com. Connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, and, of course, our official website, StephenKnightShow@gmail.com. We thank you. God bless you. Happy holidays, and have a happy new year. God bless.
entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.